Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Gabby Loughran, is with us from Newburyport High School and Newburyport Soccer. Gabby, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on the award. Again, we talk about the award being both for athletics and academics, where you've been excelling. So any reaction to winning this North Shore Award?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know much about it, but, like, looking into it, I was really impressed, and I'm, like, honored to get the award.
Yeah, there's been some great people who have won this award, and you fit right in there with that, I'm sure. So, Gabby, let's talk about Newburyport Soccer. Very good program, made the playoffs this year. And just a thought from you on the season and being a part of the Newburyport team.
Yeah, I think our team dynamic was really good this year. We had a lot of, especially like lower classmen stepping up, which just made us a lot stronger, and we were able to have a great season.
So you're the keeper, the goaltender, if you will. So tell me how did you get into that? You know, get to that position, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it took some time. I think like everyone would get thrown into the net when we were younger, and so I eventually did that a bit, and I was good. And after a while, I started to pick it up a lot more in middle school, and I just stuck with that position.
So this is something that, you know, like a lot of kids, when they're very young, they start playing soccer in town, if you will, and then continue on. So that's the Gabby story, if you will.
Yeah, pretty much. I just realized I was good at it and stuck with it.
Great. Terrific. And I guess what would be the highlight or two from Newburyport Soccer this year?
This year, for sure, was probably the ALS Cup game. We had lost to Pawtucket earlier in the season, which was our one loss, and it was really great to have a comeback with that and raise a lot of money, too, and there was a big crowd.
All right, let me ask you about academics here. Now, I understand that, are you a math kind of centered person? Is that what I'm hearing?
More like science, yeah, math and science, I guess.
Okay, math and science. So if I were to ask you if you had a favorite class or two while you've been at Newburyport and or a teacher, whatever, what might you single out from your academic experience in the Clipper classroom, so to speak?
I'd probably say last year for sure my favorite class was AP Chemistry with Miss Taggart.
AP Chemistry, wow, okay. Yeah. Do you have an idea on you know what you might like to do later on? I mean, it's still early, but I mean, you know, beyond high school, beyond whatever, you know, for a career.
Mm-hmm. I probably want to go into pre-med, so in the science track, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the chemistry piece and mm-hmm. biology and all of that. We ask all of the winners here kind of a similar type of question, and that's the time management question, because you're a devoted athlete, and clearly now, as we can tell from the article, you're a devoted student as well in the classroom. So how do you manage both the academics and the athletics time-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think athletics almost helps in a way because it helps like provide a structure. So when I get home, I do have to do homework, and soccer's in the fall. So usually since we're semester-based at Newburyport, if I need to, I can really like dive into academics once the season's over.
Gotcha. So you can. So this is the time of year you have to make sure you're totally on track academically then.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay. Tell us what other things that you might do at the high school. I understand there are a few other organizations or clubs you're a part of at Newburyport?
Yeah, I do like a few of the basic clubs like student council and interact at the school. So just like community service based.
All right, let me spring this one on you. What are the hot issues at student council at Newburyport High School?
I mean, recently there was, we changed the hat policy to our school, which had been there for years. So this year was the first recent change to that.
So that means you kids can wear hats now?
Yep. No hoods, but we can wear hats.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Being in schools, we used to battle the hat issue. I think that's the way to go, to be quite honest with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not worth the battle, as somebody that would have to battle. Yeah. Hey, you know, Gabby, tell us about, any other training. Did you play like club soccer like other times, like during the off season? During the off season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I play club year-round, so when I'm not doing high school soccer, I do NEFC.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Gabby, anything else you want to share with us about Newburyport soccer or anything else from Newburyport High?
Not really.
Well, Gabby, congratulations to you, and thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us and talk a little bit about yourself. And again, obviously, there's many more details on you as a soccer player and academically in the news story here on the Post. So, but Gabby, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Gabby Lachlan from Newburyport High School with us here on MSONewsSports.com.